Well, it was an ugly one last night for the Baltimore Orioles, and Brian Roberts joins us now from Fenway Park in Boston. Brian, how are you?
We're doing great, thanks. How about you?
I'm doing well. And how hard is it for a major leaguer to put last one quickly in the rearview mirror?
Oh, it's not too bad. I mean, you play 162, you're certainly going to lose your fair share, and some of them are going to be pretty, and some of them aren't. And last night, obviously, it didn't go the way that we wanted to, but you wake up the next day and you move on.
Yeah, the Orioles have had a lot of tough one-run losses recently. This is a rout. Does it make any difference in your mind? Fans obviously probably look a little more awkwardly at the ugly number of 13-2, but does it make any difference for a big league player, a loss or a loss?
No, we worry more about the one run than we do the 13-2, that's for sure. I think, when that sort of stuff happens, it's just things snowball quickly, and that's kind of what happened last night. So we don't put a whole lot of stock into it. We lost, and we come back out today. We play hard and hopefully get back on the right track.
Everything's still right there for the taking, Brian, for the Orioles. As you know, 3.5 back of that second wild card, 32 to play, and 6.5 back now. The Red Sox are first place in the East, but still 8 games remaining with Boston this season. And this is really the first time you've played in your career in the heat of a pennant race at this stage. Can you explain what it's been like for you?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, this is what you want as a player to go into August and September with a shot at playing the postseason and giving yourself a chance to do something special as a team. And I haven't had that opportunity, unfortunately, much in my career. And so to be able to experience this and be with this group of guys and know that, our destiny, lies in front of us, and we can kind of make or break our own way, and that's the way you want it to be.
You've played in a lot of major league games, Brian, over the course of 13 seasons. Does this baseball feel differently to you because of what's at stake than anything you were used to before?
No, not a whole lot. I think that there may be a little bit of a difference the last 30 games or so when you have a little more energy going into them, when you're looking at trying to make a playoff run still versus, being 25 games out. There's days where it's a little tougher to probably get going and really, work up the energy to get out there and play the way that you want to. And so this is one of those times where you're in a special situation, and I think it does give you that boost of energy that maybe you don't have at other times in your career when you might be out of it.
John Lackey tonight, Brian, goes for Boston. Your thoughts on him?
Well, he's throwing the ball great again. He had a rough year and a half, I think, battling some injuries and ended up going ahead and having surgery, and it looks like he's throwing the ball really well again, like he was in Anaheim, and like they expected him to do, I think, when they signed him over here. So we'll have our work cut out for us tonight, but hopefully we can go out and put some good at-bats together and scratch away some runs and give ourselves a chance to win.
Great event coming, Brian, to the Warehouse, and specifically Dempsey's Brew Pub, a week from Friday. A great event that you're involved with, covering the bases with Brian Roberts, a charity that I know that's very close to you, the Cameron Lambert Foundation, and it's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Friday, September 6th. There's going to be a Q&A with you. Those who come, and we'll give out the numbers and ways to get tickets coming up in a moment, but those who come will get an autograph from you on a photo, and tickets are $75. But all the proceeds in the event go to the Cameron Lambert Foundation and the annual toy drive for the University of Maryland Hospital for Children. Brian, tell us about this charity and how meaningful it is for you.
Well, it's really a terrific charity. They do great work with the University of Maryland Children's Hospital, which is where my wife and I have done quite a bit of our work in the city of Baltimore. And the Cameron Lambert Foundation has given us an opportunity to do things with them, kind of the same way that they've done with us with the One for All Foundation and some of our events. And anything that we can do to be a part of making a difference in those kids' lives and the families of those kids who are experiencing, very difficult times at the hospital right now or over, certain times of the year. And we're so blessed, we're so fortunate to have our health, to have the opportunity to do the things that we do and to be able to, hopefully just give a small amount back is something that we're excited about being a part of.
Yeah, and it's an honor, of course, of Cameron Lambert, who lost her battle with leukemia. And the way to get tickets, missiontix.com/Roberts. That's missiontix.com/Roberts. Or you can call 443-852-0480. 443-852-0480. That's 443-852-0480. Well, more on this on my program coming up, leading up to it next week. And the MC is going to be my friend Casey Wild, of course, who works with us here at WBAL. But 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. coming up next Friday, September 6th, at Dempsey's Brew Pub. There's going to be a lunch there, a Q&A with you, Brian. And again, the number is 443-852-0484. It's a wonderful cause. And Brian, we all thank you for being a part of it. And I guess one last baseball question, Brian. For you here, there's no finality to it. No one's really sure how long the Orioles are going to play this year. But a month ago in the season, you're at the final year of your four-year contract. Are there extra emotions here right now with 32 games to go? Or do you just have to block all that out?
I try not to think about all that stuff too much. I mean, you know, certainly it crosses your mind every now and then that where you've come from and the opportunity you've had to be in one place for this long and experience so many great times. But at this point, you're just focused on going out every night and playing baseball. And I try not to worry too much about tomorrow. Today has, you know, enough going on its own. So we'll go out and play baseball. And then at the proper time, I'll reflect on it and look at it and certainly figure out where I'm going from here.
Brian, again, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck and health the rest of the way this year. We'll catch up soon. And again, great work with that charity, big event coming up next Friday.
Great. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.